Salam everyone, welcome to the mission of Maitreya. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privilege. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures or satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya. God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups Section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the mission. Well, as usual, we are going to be here together for another hour. We have been talking about the mission of Maitreya and this revelation for 23 years, and many questions have been answered and explained. This room is mostly for everybody to go and understand our teaching, and also once in a while, if there is a topic that we like to cover that has not been covered, we bring it up and we discuss it. But in general, I have gone through all the answers and explanation of the mission, and it's all in our websites and audios and videos, and there are much information that everybody can learn. Of course, this is the call to unification, becoming spiritual, and realizing that the goal of the life is to become divine, one with God. The goal of the life is not to accumulate material thing, have attachment to the external world, and be materialistic or worldly. But realizing this world is temporary and we will not gonna be in it forever. It is not an eternal place. That is why everything breaks down. And destruction and decay is built into this manifested world because it is not the essence. Dutchman is asking which kind of God this religion have. There is only one God, and that is the essence of the universe, and everything else beside that permanent essence is temporary, and therefore there is not two or three or many gods. We represent the same God that sent all the religions and revelations and truth to humanity, and anything you recognize or understand of the deeper level is from the same thing. It is the spirit in you. It is your essence. So in fact, you are in the image of God. So that is the God we represent in this religion. If you give him form, if you give him test, if you give them sound, if you give him, her, it, any attribute of this manifested world that creates disunity and separation. And it's not the ultimate. That's why we call God formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. That means that he doesn't have form, he is invisible, is nameless, and eternal, or F-I-N-E, fine. Therefore, God is that essence, that ultimate being. Why we are practicing different religion if there is only one God? Good question. Dutchman, that's actually what this revelation is telling humanity. There is not many gods, and there is not many different revelation, and all the revelation have been sent with the same essence in the manifested form, which become Father, Mother, God. And therefore, this revelation shows how he has been sending all this revelation to this point, and now, as the great prophets have foretold, and at the end time, there is going to be a revelation that will unify humanity and show what God has been doing to this point. And that is exactly what this revelation is about, and have come to humanity, and is telling them that each of you have a part of the truth, and the whole truth is greater than the part. And of course, humanity is attached to the parts that they have, and they don't want to have to let go. And even those who have seen this vision, they have worldly attachments and desires and want to have fun and take care of temporary things, and they do not go to the permanency, which is God. And of course, the temporary things will not make them happy. And that is the problem with many humanity. They don't recognize, realize that becoming divine first in their priority. And as we become more together and more people understand this thing, and they dedicate their God completely to becoming divine and organize themselves under the communist of light, they will accomplish great things and bring peace and unity to humanity, and we will solve all the problems on earth. As far as humanity is still attached to the temporary things, the permanency, of course, will elude them. And this revelation, of course, is the guiding light for man to come to see, to recognize the essence of God and why we are here and why this body has been given to us. Your questions are great, and the answer all has been given in these teachings to you in this revelation. There is not many gods, there is not many religion, there is only one God, and the religion for humanity is eternal, divine path, which is really doesn't have any dogma. You have just recognized that you have to follow that path. So it's not really a dogmatic revelation. It is a path that shows you how to create the kingdom of heaven on earth, accelerate your and everybody else's progress, and therefore we all can go to God. Now humanity can know that there is only one God, and there is not many gods, and that God, of course, is the essence of man, and everybody has God in them. They don't have to go to temples, to mosques, to synagogues. Your body is the temple of God. Of course, synagogues and mosques and temples and all those things is an external manifestation of your internal temple or body. Dutchman is asking, sorry, but there are too many religions, and as you said, only one God. That's true, that's what I said. And there is too many religion, and there is only one God, and that one God prophesied in the revelation and in the scriptures that there is going to be seven revelations before eventually humanity recognized and realized that indeed there is only one God, and that one God sent all the revelations to humanity. And this revelation is the one that has been prophesied to bring that revelation and explain the seven revelations before it and put them together as a path and fulfills the prophecy and bring the last revelation of God to man. And therefore, whoever knows this revelation, whoever understand and sees this vision, they can understand what God has been doing to this point and realizing whatever they have, whatever religion they are following, is a part of a greater truth. Now, by coming of this revelation, of course, the time of the elect and sundering also comes with it. It's time of the harvest, finding the wheat and separating the chaff, and therefore bringing the kingdom of God on earth, as it's been prophesied. There's going to be 144,000 elects, those who see this vision clearly and dedicate their life to become divine and helping the creation of the communities of light and the hierarchy on earth. And of course, there will be many and millions of people that who also will support these 144,000 to do their job. And therefore, the vision is clear. It is based on the prophecies and revelations from God. It's based on the scriptures, and any religion or revelation before it is a part of this truth. There is no revelation or religion which is not included in this revelation, and therefore, again, God proving that there is only one God for humanity. Of course, if you know this, you have a great and wonderful understanding of what God has been doing to this point for humanity. You will become either a supporter or an elect who will help the mission to do what is has come here to do. God is one. God is the essence of every man. Every explanation for humanity has been given. Our essence has not been created. Our essence used to be a part of God, but we have amnesia and have forgotten that we are a part of God. Therefore, we feel separated from Him. That is, of course, is the Maya, this illusion of separation from God, what Maya is. And as we meditate and eventually we feel the oneness with God, which is beyond explanation, beyond intellectual understanding, by understanding that He is beyond all these things, we will not become trapped in explanation and trying to recognize God with intellect, but we meditate, and when we experience God, of course, there no question left, what is eternity, what is infinity, what is God, because you don't need explanation. The moment you try to explain anything, you know, from infinity and eternity and limitlessness and all those big words that really mind cannot grasp, there's no question there for you because you have experienced it. And that is the aim of this mission, to guide all humanity to experience that eternity. Of course, doing that is not an easy job. If it was easy, everybody would have experienced it. That's what it needs, purification. It needs a lot of overcoming. It needs to fast, exercise, do the things that are necessary to take you to God. But if you attach to the external world, that you want to have fun and you want to not do what is required to get there. I had to do it myself in a period of my time. I had to fast, meditate, and absolutely being taken away from the society and eventually experience God, of course. That makes difference between religion and knowing God. If you don't know God, then you have a religion. Therefore, in a sense, all these techniques and all these disciplines are given to you to overcome this external world, and it is temporary situation which take you from experiencing the untemporary or permanency. And in other way, the world is powerful. Our attachments and desires to the external world are pulling us away from that goal. So there is a battle going on between going to God or listening to the external world. The more we listen to external world, the more we're attached to the things that in the mission have taught you not to be attached, you will go more away from God. And then, of course, you cannot blame me for it because I'm just a Vaishya. You are the one who has to walk it. The responsibility is in your shoulder when you receive this revelation, not on mine. And, of course, I help as much as I can. The whole idea of this room is to help out, to ask and answer questions, to know the teaching in a deeper level, and therefore you can walk it. Of course, religious people are going to tell you, no, just believe in this name, or believe that this is the last revelation, or believe you are the chosen one, or no, you're going to become a drop of water falling into ocean. You don't have to worry about this external world. They make it easy for you so you can go ahead and do whatever you want. So we can see that is not, of course, correct. A spiritual path is the eternal divine path. You have to become engaged in the communities by understanding this external world being temporary. By realizing that, of course, you realize the less you are attached to it, the better off you will be. Detachment does not mean not being concerned. Of course, you will be concerned. You create the communities of light. You work toward creation of the communities of light and following of the eternal divine path. Amina is asking, Saloom, my question is, what God's role for autistic children and mentally handicapped children is now and in the future? I don't see how these individuals can see or understand the teachings. As we were explaining, the whole idea and the whole effort of the mission is to find 144,000 elects, those who are absolutely dedicated to the mission, with no ego or attachment to their own understandings, but with the mission's understanding and effort to create the communities of light. In the communities of light, of course, there are going to be millions that who will help these 144,000 to reach even in a greater degree and eventually create the kingdom of heaven on earth. In the communities of light, of course, not everybody is elect, and not everybody are called to become that dedicated, and not everybody will. And therefore, the idea is not that everybody will see this vision or understand, including people with mental disabilities or any other disabilities that they would not be able to see the vision. So their part in the God's plan is that they live in the communities of light. They will be taken care of. They will have a support group in the community. Actually, I have come from a place that I used to go 3 months in the summer into a village, which it was a cooperative kind of environment between the villagers. For example, if you didn't have a bread that night, somebody, they would go to the top of your house and yell, you know, I don't have a bread tonight. I didn't cook. Does anybody have any can borrow? And somebody said, yeah, we have some, come here. And that was it. They got their bread, and then they would cook. They give whatever they borrowed back to the person who had given them bread for that night. So it was a very cooperative place. Everybody knew each other. Everybody helped each other. And we had mental people too. People had mental problem. Of course, they didn't have the facility and the ability of the hospitals and the doctors and medicine and all that. But at the same time, they were not completely forgotten or ignored. Everybody loved them. Everybody helped them. Everybody was with them. So they weren't being taken care of without being too much burden on the society, because everybody in that environment was supportive of that individual, and most of them really were very happy. And they were a source of actually joy for the community, because they could talk to them, they laugh at things they would say that was so out of this world. And those people are in that situation, are the people that are taking the negative energy of the community, and they are very helpful, and they do a role in the community, and they are not that they are just as a burden on the community, but as a joy. So in the communities of light, that kind of a support is going to be for them. So the mental problem, the old people, the children, everybody will have a place and being taken care of. But with the situation, of course, we have created at this time, we call them a very civilized arrangement, is very unhuman arrangement at the same time. So we have to become more natural than civilized. The more, it seems like the more civilized we become, the more unnatural we become. We have to unify being civilized and having natural understanding of what nature intended for the things to be, what nature intended for the community, for human to live. They are intended to live in a community, to a family, to have a support from the very childhood, from the community to the day that they leave the body. Therefore, community is the most natural way to live, and those people who are mentally have problem, they also have ability to be there. I hope that answered your question, Amina. I received your letter about that. You're going to answer that today if you came to the room, because those who ask a question and send us email or letters, their question will be answered when they come to the room so they can hear what the answers are. So the community of light is really salvation of humanity and man, and accelerates their progress. Do this individual struggle with ego? They have less ego than most of the other people who are around them, but if they are possessed with the unclean spirit, if they, for instance, the people who talk to themselves and those who become violent and might kill people or injure people, then those people are not really connected to a spirit, but probably they have been mentally sick. Chemical is imbalance, and they have imbalance in their brain, and or they are possessed with the unclean spirit. Either way, they are related. If you are possessed, you might have some problem mentally or a mental problem. It's easy for you to be possessed. So we have to distinguish even there. There are three kinds of them, and some of them are more connected to God, some of them less, and therefore we have to recognize which one are they. Are they connected to God, or they are possessed with the unclean spirit? Because those who are possessed with the unclean spirit, we have to probably heal them and or teach them how to heal and how to meditate, and therefore they can overcome that disability. And also sometimes it helps to cure them with the medicine. If there is an imbalance in their brain, some chemical help people to become more balanced. But of course, we should not misuse those medicine. And anybody who has a little imbalance in their brain, we put them in medicine that is has a lot of side effects and actually destroy that person in a greater degree. So we have to see some of those disability or rottiness or not being able to handle situation can be social. When society bring the children up in a way they don't have the community environment, when they don't have father and mother at the same time with them, when it's not based on God and natural ways, of course children will grow up with some disabilities that people want to cure, you know, with medicine, and sometimes it doesn't work. Organa is asking, a number of people I talk to have ADD. They are looking at this path. As one person said to me, it is one step at a time. We get medical and physiological help, and we can get to the point where we can act on this mission. One person is 16 and is aware of ego and is asking God to help him lower his ego, handle his ADD and other problems. Is this the correct attitude? Yes, it is a good idea. Of course, if we can make children to meditate at a very early age, they can overcome a lot of problems that they might have later on. But it's very hard to get the children to meditate when they have so many computer games and Nintendo and Xbox and all those things that completely absorb themselves in a screen, and therefore they become addicted actually to those devices. And the Maya at this time is so more powerful that the children are bombarded with so many images and polls that really they don't have that much of the ability to do that. But at the same time, if we can create an environment which is calm, which is supported with the society, and teach our children to meditate, and we create communities of light based on natural ways and God, children also will not have as much problem as they do. Probably that will help 90% of the children that they have problem right now, and they will cure themselves. If 10% left, of course, medicine and doctors and those things can be used, but also at the same time we can use more natural way to cure these people than chemical way that sometimes have a lot of side effects. So it's a lot of work to be done toward understanding this thing in a deeper level. As we said many times, all the problems of humanity have a spiritual base, and essence of all the problem is spiritual. Therefore, as we meditate and we understand this thing in a deeper level, it becomes easier and easier to find cures for them. And there are medicine and counterbalance between problem on earth. They're all there, we just have to find them. And with the understanding of research and development and libraries and the ability to absorb and use them little by little, you know, we will be able to conquer all these little problems with the genetic understanding and the ability to change the genes in the human. We might even more perfect man, as nature have created a mass production in a way of ensuring the fittest survive. We don't say survival of the fittest, because our idea of evolution is a little different than science that says survival of the fittest, but we say fittest survive. That is, God already decides to create the fittest, and then he changed the environment. Instead of changing the environment and the evolutionary process adapt to it. So the fittest survive. But we can reach a point that we don't have to rely on the mass production, just like a sperm. There are millions of them are released and only one of them succeed. Why we need millions of them? Because the rest, you know, they don't make it. They go wrong places. They are not perfect, and therefore they are created in such a way that one of them succeeds, and therefore a child is being created and can be born. The child is being born is a soul, is a spirit that at the time of the birth enters in that body which has been created for it. And therefore, you can see nature knows some of the things it's creating it can go wrong. That's what it creates millions of them, so one of them succeed. We might reach a point that we can create only one, which is perfect, and then create children that have less genetic problem as we go along. But of course, that has to be controlled and used in a very wise way, not to create a specific race or people who are able, for instance, to be great warriors. Just create a warrior class so we can dominate other people. Or just create all the geniuses and have no people that they can enjoy themselves in a lower level. So in a sense, it is a proposal that has to be carefully monitored. Otherwise, it can create problem later on. Human has that ability. As you said, we are a part of God. Whatever God can do, so can we. If he can create man, we can create man, and we can change, you know, genetic makeup of man, and we can even create children in the laboratories artificially. It's not that God doesn't exist anymore. It means that we have the ability to create as God has the ability to create, because we are in his image. So we are pretty much can do anything we want. That's why, again, this teaching is so important and necessary for human to recognize and realize this external world, no matter how much they progress, how much they gain power, how much their scientific abilities advance, they still are temporary. Their bodies and this universe is temporary. No matter how far they go, they never can make it permanent. Therefore, even in that stage, they should reach for permanency, for meditation, recognizing and realizing a spirit and becoming one with it. And in that way, of course, they will not become egoistical and fall to ego. Amina is asking, so this is a way that mother medicine can be used in a positive manner. Isn't it playing God? Yeah, well, that's what I just said. If you recognize and realize that no matter how much advance you will become in science or ability to control genetic codes or ability to use the medicine or chemical to help humanity, you have to install this understanding in humanity and children that they are not God. They cannot play God with big G. Still, God will be in control, and if they go against the nature and the way the nature is intended to function, they will suffer and destroy themselves. Actually, that's exactly what happened to the Atlanteans. They reached very high advanced scientific discoveries and understanding, and they discard the Lemurians who were more spiritual and did not listen to the warning to them, and they eventually destroyed themselves. And that's exactly, we see now East and the West becoming more mixed, and this revelation came into the West. There have never been a revealer or a prophet, a major manifestation who came to the West, and then God revealed this to them. So it is a call to the West to become more spiritual, more understanding of God, and not make the mistake, because they're getting very advanced in science, that they think they don't need God. And indeed, we see the sign of this trend in many levels in our society, that we think we are God and we can do whatever we want, and we have put God out of the society. And actually, if you are godly or you talk about God, everybody look at you as strange and crazy or something, especially if you say you are the Messiah. You're absolutely crazy. So you can see this have come to humanity in this time, that is another warning for them to recognize that, yes, no matter how advanced you become, you are still working with the temporary state of the universe, and therefore no matter how advanced you will become, you cannot go against God or put God out of the equation or your system. And that's actually the warning that has been given to humanity. As the time goes on and they put God more out, the more they're going to be in trouble. That's why I said, although they can create new man, they might be able to manipulate genetic codes, they might clone even human eventually, as many organizations right now are supported with the rich people to clone them. Those things has to be regulated, they should be absorbed. And more important than regulation is to teach humanity and children from the childhood that they have to recognize this is a temporary world, a temporary creation, and there are laws and regulations and natural setup that has to be followed. If they are not, it is going to have consequences, and they will destroy themselves. Therefore, they will not go against nature, so they will not become God or play God, because they realize there is a God who has created this temporary universe, and he set up rules and regulations and natural ways to follow. And therefore, they will not become egoistical and destroy themselves. Of course, with all this warning, with this revelation and all this thing, still, there might be people, they will become egoistical. They do want to play God. They will not want to bring God into equation, and that is when we should have an environment that would not let them at least to become a mass hypnosis or mass following of those wrong ideas. Otherwise, this will affect the society and eventually the environment, then they will destroy themselves in their process. There's another warning and the revelation to humanity with these teachings, which no other revealer or revelation had with it, because science wasn't as advanced as it is now. You know, no other prophet came and warned humanity, be careful with the scientific fact and the knowledge that has been revealed to you. You have the ability to do a lot of things, but at the same time recognize that can misuse your power and understanding and create a situation which will bring destruction to you. Therefore, humans have the ability to progress greatly, but at the same time, they cannot go ahead and use their power indiscriminately. Therefore, we can say again, with this revelation, humanity is guided to how to use their scientific facts and recognize God exists. They have to deeply understand this. Everything is temporary. No matter how scientific facts and understanding increases, everything decays, everything dies, everything is in a state of flux. The only permanent thing is your essence, it's your God, it's returning to that pure consciousness and oneness with God. And by this understanding, of course, we don't become attached to this external world. We completely realize this is a temporary thing, and we do become scientists, we do become people who learn this thing and bring greater comfort and healing to humanity, but at the same time we're realizing that we're not God. We cannot stop this flux, or it is temporary thing to become permanent. Therefore, that recognition is the greatest spiritual understanding that has to come to scientists, has to come to people who have put God out now, and those who call themselves spiritual or godly, they just follow a couple of dogmas and they do not follow the whole truth that which now has come to man. With this revelation, you don't have any dogmas. It's very practical. It's right to the point. It is a necessity for this time of human history, and it guides humanity to a greater degree that if they don't follow it, they're going to hurt themselves. Amina is asking, modern medicine allows parents to know through testing if their child will be born with, for example, Down syndrome. But they do make the choice to do an abortion. Is this stopping soul from manifesting itself into the body? Well, that, again, another part that medicine might reach a point that they might even cure the child while it's in the womb. They might have the ability to make a person with that problem to cure themselves while it's in the womb, so it can be born without aborting the child. But of course, if there is such a child find and the medicine is not created yet, it is a decision for the parents to make. They should meditate on that. They should pray on that. They should seek God's will for them to see if they want to cope up and keep up with the child with that syndrome, which of course is going to be very difficult, very hard for them. It's going to be expensive and not much reward at the end for them. The decision of abortion is really based on the parents. In the Communist of Light, of course, the couple can seek the help of the community and elders, and they can eventually decide what to do. But the abortion is not completely ruled out in this mission. There are situations that abortion are acceptable based on the decision of both parents. Probably mother has a little more edge because it is her body that has to follow, but father also has the right because it was a mutual agreement to make the child, therefore it's a contract, really, between the father and mother, and both really have to talk it out and eventually, of course, decide it. But at the end, of course, they have to come to agreement. If there is a disagreement, of course, they still have to really hash it out and work it out together and make a decision together. But if the situation is that one is agrees and one doesn't, the will of mother probably prevails. But it doesn't, should not get to that point, but they should work it together, especially if they're married and they're living in the community and other people in the community can get in with them and help them out to make the decision. It should not be a very light decision that to be made, because as you said, that body is being created for a specific soul, and that soul is waiting for the child to come so he can enter it and live in it. So decision has to be made very carefully, and of course at the end it's between them and God. If they really evaluate the situation and there was no other alternative or possibility for continuing that pregnancy, of course it's their decision, and God will judge according if it was selfish or it was based on correct decision to abort such a child. So abortion is not something should be taken lightly. In general, of course, all these things fall into each community. Each community of light make those nitty-gritty decisions and day-to-day decision, and there is a support for the couple. There is support for everybody. There is their parents, there is their family, there is their community, there is the elders, there is the leaders in the community which are available to help and guide the children and couples to make the correct decisions. Of course, as I said, the way we have set up the society, we can decide whatever we want to do, and not always what we decide to do is the correct decision, because we have not talked with the elders, we have not talked with the community, we don't have the support of them, and maybe sometime even then the child comes, it's not as hard to take care of it when it is in the community, because everybody pitch in and help out, and therefore that child has, as that book says, it takes a village to grow a child. And indeed it does. So bringing children to the world is not that difficult. In our situation, of course, it is difficult, but we should make a situation that it should not be hard and difficult to bring children to the world and make them grow and become a source of joy for the parents and the community, and eventually great upright humans in the society, so we eventually create an environment that everybody will have peace and unity and beauty in them. We are way ahead of humanity. This revelation actually is probably many years ahead of what humanity is doing right now. And the way humanity, of course, going by putting God out, by not creating the communities of light, not creating environment that is natural and based on God and His setup, that they will suffer for it. We are a warner here to humanity. Wake up. This is your salvation. Come, drop this temporary world and creation. Recognize and realize that none of these that you think are permanent and you are so attached to it, and you think, well, I am so attached to this part of it, why Maitreya also is not attached to it as I am? Because that is not going to give you the ultimate happiness and unity with God. And the only thing give you that happiness and unity and solve all the problem is the eternal divine path. And the eternal divine path, of course, has been revealed to you now. It's been revealed to humanity that all the religions of the world have been sent to show this path. And this path is based on the communities of light, and the communities of light solve all this problem. In the communities, people will help each other and will help mothers, will help the couples, and there are elders and people who can guide the children and the couples to decide these hard decisions. It's a very hard decision for a lot of people out there. Abortion, is it, what is it? Is it really okay to abort the child? And some people do it, and then later on they become very disoriented or feel guilty and think that they killed a being that was supposed to come here. And some people don't do abort, and they create an environment that the child is not taken care of. They are unhappy. They don't have the resources, and they have to abandon the child. The situation becomes worse than before. But in the communities of light, those decisions can be made wisely and based on the situation each person is in. So nothing is forbidden, but everything is spiritualized in this mission, and the way of God has been shown to be followed. So again, it's a call to humanity to recognize these things and come and make a natural environment for humanity and recognize God's way is the salvation of man, and if they oppose God's will, they will hurt themselves. God is detached. God is absolutely detached from this creation because he knows if humanity go against what he has told them, they're going to hurt themselves. He has created this universe. He has put those laws there. And he knows those laws work. Just like there is a stop sign right in the intersection. They have come to this idea of when you get to the intersection, stop. Now you say, no, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to go through all the intersection and a stop sign. You're going to get in an accident. That's the rule. That's the law that God has been given to humanity. That's why we meditate, to understand what is natural way in every situation. Why created this the way it's been created? If we can intellectually argue, no, everybody should be equal, everybody should be having the same kind of a life. But the truth is, you know, people are created a little differently because they are needed to manifest different parts of God's plan. But of course, human is the master of rationalization, and the more we rationalize our actions, of course, the more we feel we're correct. But the more we read the scriptures and his revelation, the more we realize we're not. With this understanding, you know, more and more people will seek natural way and God's way, and eventually they understand it. It is not a time anymore somebody will tell you and say, thou shall not do this, thou shall not do that. It is a time for every individual to recognize this thing within themselves and understand God's way is the best way and follow it, not because somebody else told you, but because you recognized it yourself. And the more of that kind of human we create, the more communists of light we can make, and the more communists of light we will make, the sooner the kingdom of God will come, and the sooner the kingdom of God will come, the more accelerating will be our progress to go back to the pure consciousness and recognizing the temporary state of this creation. So you can see communists of light and this teaching really answers all the questions, all the problems of humanity, and it is amazing how perfect God's plan and natural way that he has created works. And the goal of the life is to go back home, go back to God, and you don't go back to God just by recognizing one person is the only way, or you are the chosen person, or you have the last revelation. By understanding the eternally one path, the temporariness of this external world, your willingness to listen to God. Stop rationalizing your life or the teaching and not following it 100%, but following it 20% or 40% or 60% or 80%. You cannot just stop in the intersection 20% of the time and still think you are safe, or stop in the intersection only 40% or 60%. No, it means stop, means stop, means 100%. It's not a threat or anything, but going to God means doing things that he asked us to do. Meditation, awakening of spirit forces, coming together, creating the communities of light, and all those things are given for us to follow, not for him. He doesn't need them. So this path, in one way, it's hard for some people. It's a hard path. I can't follow it. I want to have fun. I want to be with my friends. I want to play games with them. You are too hard the way you are asking me to do those things. And at the same time, if you want to go to God, you have to overcome. And those things are being given to you to overcome those pools of the external world. Because I have to go through it myself. I didn't discard all those things and then I said, I'm going to still go to God. Of course, at the end, the grace of God is more important than the laws and discipline. It is by grace of God we will be connected to him, But at the same time, these disciplines are also important for everyone. So I hope this teaching again become a part of your life. It really gets under your skin and you see this clearly as your salvation, your family salvation, your children, your society, whole earth. It is a great plan. It is a fantastic vision. If you have seen it, you are obligated to make other people see the vision. That's great that you're reaching to other people to spread this to them and make them recognize and realize this. And indeed, it not only will help the ADD people, it will help the whole humanity on earth and return them back to God and create the kingdom of heaven on earth, unifies our religion, shows what God was doing, and with this revelation, each individual is asked to know it themselves. But of course, not everybody will, but those who will eventually bring the God's kingdom on earth. If there is no other questions, I guess we stop here, and as usual, request that you become much more familiar with this teaching, become an advocate for this teaching, go through the discipline, go through the understanding of the vision, become one and become one together as the children of God of this mission. Become divines that your brothers and sisters and come together as a great community and eventually manifest God's plan on earth. That is the calling to you. You have heard it. You have seen the vision. Therefore, you are the people also that have to take it and follow it and create it. Have a good week. Have a God week. Maybe I see you next week. Salam, everybody.